Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 and AM 1410, but also listening along here on the North Platte Kubota podcast. Ken Raff joining you here this morning as we like to talk about what's going on here in North Platte. Well, election races are heating up here in North Platte, the primary election coming up here on May 14th. But hey, we have a candidate joining us here running for City Council Ward 4, Nick McNews, joining us. And Nick, good morning, and how are we doing?
Good, Cannon. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing well. Excited to be here. Learn a little bit more about you and, you know, why you want to run and all in your beliefs. But hey, before we dive in, you know, on Monday, it was the political Q&A forum. Got the chance to see who you're running up against, their thoughts on certain topics, but also it was a great opportunity for the community to come out and learn more about you and the other candidates. So kind of give us your overall thoughts on how you thought Monday went.
Yeah, Monday was a really good forum. I thought it was set up very well, and we had a lot of people in the audience as well as a lot of views online. It was really good to know that people are getting interested in who they're going to be voting for, you know, in this upcoming May election in November. So that was the main focus, was just letting the community know who they were going to be voting for and kind of give them a perspective of what our beliefs are and where we want to take the city if we get elected to city council.
Again, folks, that's coming up here very soon. May 14th is going to be here before we know it. But hey, let's kind of learn about Nick. If you were there Monday, he had some good insights on some of the questions. But like I said, if you missed that, you can head over to northplattepost.com. We still have that video, the replay. You can watch back and see what Nick had to say compared to his running mates and kind of view all the differences they had. But that's at northplattepost.com. Let's kind of dive right into it. And Nick, I'll just ask you right off the bat. So, you know, why do you want to get involved with city council?
Yeah, that's a great question, Cannon. You know, I get that asked a lot on why I want to run for city council, and the answer is always simple. It's because I have a lot of passion for this community. I was born and raised in North Platte. Just across the street from where I was raised is where I live now. I grew up in a small business here in North Platte. My wife and I have our own small business now. Our kids are growing up in this community. We are on the right path. And we're growing. We're getting a new rec center for our kids. We're getting a Cody Pool expansion, a new skate park. We're getting a lot of shopping centers, restaurants, that kind of stuff. So for as many years as I've lived in North Platte, I've been waiting for this moment for the town to start growing and get some new development, get some excitement. And so I just want to help continue that path and make sure that this town is a great, safe place and continues to be a great, safe place for my kids and my family to live.
Being a North Platte native, and you know, you mentioned you lived here your whole life, you finally get to see the growth and the expansion. You know, being outside of North Platte, like myself from Kearney, we always knew North Platte is like, you know, it's a slowly growing town. But now that I've been here more and actually learning more about the community, it's like, you know, it's not like the stereotype that, you know, outside North Platte folks have, like, oh, it's slowly growing. This is gonna be a fast growing place. There's something new that's always coming, you know. You mentioned it. Cody Park is the renovations. I mean, the skate park's getting here redone, the rec center. There's lots of fun stuff coming to North Platte. And Nick, this is your first time running. Why is now the right time for you to run for the first time?
That's a great question, Cannon. I don't know if it's necessarily about the timing, you know, as far as why now. Why now is because why not now? We're on a steady path of growth, and we need to make sure that we continue to focus on that growth as well as the community and the people that have been in the community. I've always been an advocate for people. That's what I've been doing with the North Platte JCs for the past 7 years. So this city council is just doing the same thing, being an advocate for the taxpayers, being an advocate for my ward. And I just want to represent everybody to the best of my ability, and I know that I am able to do that.
Nick McNew joining us here today, one of the candidates for the city council Ward 4 running up. Again, the election coming up on May 14th. Got to get out there and register to vote. If you haven't, that's a great time to get registered. And Nick, I'm going to ask you, I know during the forum, they kind of ask you, you know, some of your strengths. What would you say some of your strengths are that you have in your favor for maybe like why folks should vote for you?
I feel like I have a lot of strengths that would contribute to city council. You know, like I said, I grew up in a small business, and with that, you know, learn how to build relationships outside of the business and learn how to build relationships with people in the community in general, not just on a business standpoint. So being heavily involved in the community from childhood all the way up until now, whether that's helping my family's small business, owning our own small business now that my wife and I have, or, you know, being a part of the North Platte JCs, which has, you know, been a heavy impact in the community. So just as far as what I've been doing, I feel like I'm just going to be doing the same thing on a little bit bigger level. You know, the city, we have expenses, we have budget, and we need to focus and make sure that we're spending the city's, the taxpayers' money wisely. And we just need to continue that growth. I feel like I have a lot of attributes that's going to contribute to that. I feel like I have a lot of knowledge and background in business and development and growth, starting businesses from the ground up and just working in the community in general.
You know, North Platte, you mentioned it's a growing business. And I know on Monday you talked about how you were all for the growing side. And, you know, with the growth, it's bringing in more folks into the community. But also, another big topic was investing into the community. So kind of give us your thoughts on why it's important to invest here in North Platte instead of maybe for folks who want to go out of town.
That's where my passion comes in, Cannon. You know, we need to invest in North Platte, because when we invest in North Platte, we're investing for the future. We can just raise kids here and then ship them out to other cities to go and work. But if we're not investing and building and growing businesses in North Platte, that's not leaving us with places for our kids to come back to. So we want a place that our kids can come back to. And in doing that, we need to be competitive with other towns in Nebraska as far as Kearney, Grand Island, Lincoln, and Omaha. You know, Lincoln and Omaha are fairly bigger than North Platte, but Kearney and Grand Island are doing the same thing that we're trying to do now, and that's use the extra city sales tax at the mall, the TIF financing. There's a lot of tools out there that other cities have been using that has helped their growth, while we just stand back and watch other cities grow while we wonder why we're not. You know, there's a reason why we're not. And if we invest in our community by volunteering, by shopping local, and everybody supporting everybody as one big unit and one big family, that's where the success is going to come into play. If we get rid of the north side and the south side and this and that, you know, we need unity. We need everybody to be on the same page, and we need to be willing to invest in our community so that our kids and the next generation have a safe place to grow up, healthy jobs, and, you know, great places to go and shop. That's what we need.
Being with Ward 4, kind of on the north side of town, what are some of your big pictures that you have vision for that north side and how to improve it?
There's a lot of infrastructure that needs fixed over on the north side. Unfortunately, you know, it's going to take money. It's going to take people willing to invest. Paving streets is not just going to come cheap. Not everybody is going to want their streets paved. But, you know, sidewalks for our kids to walk down the street, or for my wife and I to go walk the dog down the street. You know, there's a lot of unsafe infrastructure in Ward 4. Dirt roads, no sidewalks, just, you know, we've kind of been forgotten about for a while. And I know that we can turn that around. And I know that we can come together. We're going to have a lot of new things coming to the north side. Cody Park brings a lot of people over to the north side. And that's, you know, that's one of the biggest prideful things that we have over on the north side. So I feel like the infrastructure is going to be one of the major things that I would like to focus on, as well as, you know, we do have Cody Park, yes, but where I'm at on the northwest part of town, we don't have a park for my kids to go and play. And I know several kids over on that side of town that there's just nowhere to go. So having safe places for the kids to go and play, having safe places for the kids to be able to walk down the street, not worry about cars getting, you know, cars hitting them or anything like that. Those are some of my major focus points.
And, you know, with the expansion of the new rail park that's going to go in Hershey, Highway 30 is going to become a new major traffic from Hershey to North Platte, essentially, if they want to continue on Highway 30 eastbound, or if they want to go up to Newberry Axis and go on the interstate from there. You know, that's a potential right there for a good economic growth. You know, the businesses can definitely good. It could be a potential to put some businesses out, more businesses out there, or even the current business out there. You know, you could probably, one thing we agree is, you know, like the gas stations, the food places, like it could be huge for them as well. And kind of, you know, get more people that north side as well, instead of wanting to drive into town, maybe to go somewhere else.
Yeah. The industrial rail park, I think, is going to bring a lot of businesses to the north side. a lot of warehousing and some traffic as well. You know, there it's gonna be a major focal point when that rail park comes in. There's gonna be a lot more traffic that I don't think that some people are maybe aware of, but it's gonna be a big benefactor. So everything that North Platte and Lincoln County is doing on the path of growth is gonna benefit every part of the community in one way or the other.
Well, Nick, you were talking about you and your wife with small business. What happened to owning a small business? How would you say how important is it for maybe, because I know the north side has small business as well, how is it important for the community to invest in those small businesses as well on the north side here in town?
Any small business is going to benefit the town. It's going to bring in sales tax. It's going to employ workers. It's going to bring in property tax. So any small business is great for North Platte. When you start having more opportunities in certain areas of town, it's going to benefit even more because we're fulfilling needs for people, right? That's why we get into small business, because we feel like there's a need that needs fulfilled. So that's why we invest in small businesses. So for me, there's businesses and opportunities on every part of town. Everybody just needs to invest in those small businesses, no matter what side of town it's on. Is it going to be easier for me to go to a restaurant or a grocery store on the north side? Absolutely. You know, would I support smaller businesses over bigger chains? Absolutely. Businesses all over town just need to be invested in.
And then Nick, I'm going to ask you, you know, for our listeners tuning along here with us here is, you know, why should people vote for you in the City Council Ward 4?
I feel like people should vote for me for City Council Ward 4 because everything that I put my mind to, I give it 100%. I give everything I have. I care about people. I care about kids, and I care about this community. You know, I volunteer a lot of my time coaching soccer for my kids or any youth sport that we need coaches for. I was a huge advocate for the rec center and Cody Pool and the skate park because that's for our kids. The biggest focus that I have for our community is our kids. There is no benefit of me being on city council as a small business owner. There's no benefit to me personally being on city council. So I am strictly doing this for your kids, my grandkids, your grandkids, the future. That's what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it for North Platte because this is a town that I grew up and I love. And I just want to continue and show people that this is a community that can come together and say, hey, I am willing to invest in this community to make it better for my kids. I'm willing to shop local and not drive to Kearney or not drive to Grand Island, even though that there's a little bit more sales tax in this area of the mall. Because guess what? Kearney and Grand Island have those same taxes on shopping centers. So when we go shop out of town, we're investing in those communities. We need to invest in ours. And so I feel like I'm going to be, you know, one of the best advocates for this city and for my ward. So I just ask that you vote for Nick McNew, City Council Ward 4.
Well, Nick, we wrap up our conversation. Any final thoughts you want brought up that we have maybe haven't touched up on yet?
One last thing that I want to mention is, you know, I just ask that people get more educated in a lot of things that are going on in our town, whether that's who we're voting for, you know, what the city council has on their agenda. That's when I started getting involved, is when I started seeing what was on the agendas at the city council and learning more about why they're doing this, why this is happening, why that's happening. So I just feel like I want people to get more involved in the community on a political standpoint. You don't have to go to every city council meeting. At least be up to date on what's going on in the community and be knowledgeable about what's going on. And the last thing would be that, you know, kind of brush up on learning about TIF financing a little bit more. If anybody has any questions, anybody on the city council currently, I know, is more than willing to answer those questions because I've called them several of times before I even got involved in my running. So that's what we're there for, is city council. That's what they're there for, is city council, is to answer those questions to the community and help you, you know, learn why things are going on and how they're taking place.
Well, perfect, Nick. Hey, thanks for taking the time for joining us today. Have a great rest of your day. Have a wonderful weekend ahead of you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me here. And don't forget to vote May 14th. Vote Nick McNew for Ward 4 City Council.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.